First, get yourself into a comfortable position, lying flat on your back or sitting up, somewhere where you feel comfortable so that you can relax fully and also feel like you can sink into nourishment or nurturing. And when you're in that position, just taking a deep breath all the way into your belly, and then slowly releasing as we begin to settle down your nervous system. Taking another deep breath in through your nose, deep down into the pit of your stomach, and then releasing slowly. And just feeling the heaviness fall through your body, any tension coming from your head, through the back of your skull. As you breathe, just feeling it releasing through your jaw, down through your shoulders and chest, breathing in deeply into any areas where you feel the tension holding on. And then just feel that heaviness descend down through your trunk, your arms becoming heavy, your fingers becoming heavy, surrendering into the nothingness and the everything as the breath moves your body and the energy slowly moves through your body, taking you into a place of calm, a place of relaxation. And now I want you to bring your awareness into your heart space and go to the area that we call high heart. So at the top and the back of your heart space, and just bring your awareness there. And as you move through the depths of your high heart, just see it expand. See it expand beyond the room that you are in. Beyond your home, beyond your community, beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, beyond the clouds, expanding above our earth, passing through beyond the stars until you get to the edge of the universe. And as you bring your awareness to the edge of the universe, look beyond, behind, above, below, at the great expanse of the universe. And then take a step and begin floating into the nothingness and everything that is consciousness. Let your body surrender, let your being surrender and float through the everything and nothing. And as you breathe in that surrender and you feel your being completely let go, you become aware that there is a golden thread that is connected to your belly button. And you notice that that thread is very, very lightly pulling you towards something. You look and it's a golden thread moving through the expanse of consciousness, You cannot see where it goes, but you trust it implicitly and you allow it to draw you deeper and deeper into the nothingness, into consciousness, until you find yourself moving with an almost urgency towards something that feels so familiar, but you cannot put words to what it is. But you surrender even more as you feel yourself being brought home. And suddenly you get to a membrane, a veil, a sheer membrane veil. And you take a breath and you follow the pull of the thread and you move through the membrane into the waters, the cosmic waters of the great mother's womb. And you sink even further into the remembering of these waters. These waters that are home. These waters that held you in your purest form. These waters that nourished and nurtured you before you were to become your soul. Let yourself feel for a moment as the remembering of being in this space washes over your being. Remain open to seeing, hearing, feeling anything that comes to you at this time. Let yourself feel the loving warmth of the Great Mother's womb, the cosmic egg from which all that is comes. And you remember her love, you remember her nurture, you remember her nourishment. And allow your being to receive now the remembering of your truth, the remembering of the purity of your soul, the remembering of the divinity of your blueprint, the remembering of your own divinity. The remembering that you are a spark of divinity called to expand and experience everything. All that is available in the universe to experience. That is what you are called to do, so that the tapestry of consciousness, the universal energy, God, may learn, may grow from the experiences of your soul, your expression of divinity that moves through the universe, that has moved in the earthly realm for lifetimes, that has had millions and millions of experiences, that has laid down millions and millions of energetic patterns, has imprinted memories, some light, some dark, some good, some bad, some expansive, some contractive, some beliefs that bring you closer to home and some beliefs that take you further away. And that is the dance of the soul. That is what the Great Mother birthed you to experience for consciousness, to contribute to the great tapestry in the sky. And now you remember, like a baby in a bath, everything is washed away, and the only thing that remains is your purity, the divinity that only existed at the point of your creation, the point at which you now remember as you float in the Great Mother's waters, in the cosmic egg. And the Great Mother now asks of you that you be gentle with yourself as you return to your life on the earth. You do not punish yourself when you forget that at your core you are divine, that you have first compassion and forgiveness for yourself, for you are learning, as all are learning, to remember how to express fully your divinity in your world, in your life. Never forget that the nourishing, nurturing waters of the Great Mother remains always available to you to return to her calm, loving presence, to bathe in her waters so you can be cleansed of that which no longer serves, and so you may remember your purity, your divinity, that you are loved, that you are enough, that you are magnificent, that you have nothing to prove, that you cannot get it wrong, that your perfection is a given because you are divine. And as you remember these truths, you are invited to thank the Great Mother for holding you once again. And when you are ready, birthing through her canal, taking with it the life force that she offers you as she births you back into the universe. Pure, clean, remembering your divinity and coming back past the stars, remembering you are as luminous as the stars, past the moon, through all the layers of the atmosphere, landing back on the earth, back into your body with a deep, deep remembering, knowing you are loved, full stop. You are loved because you are, that you are enough, and you have nothing to prove to anyone. You need do nothing, and you will still be loved. And as you take these rememberings, allow yourself time over the days, weeks ahead to integrate these truths into your being. And wiggling your toes, wiggling your hands, and when you're ready, opening your eyes. And I invite you to work with the affirmations of I am enough, I am loved, I am always held by the Great Mother, I am divine, I am magnificent, I am perfection, I am compassionate with myself, I am blessed, I am, I am, I am.